I was at a open mic night at the after the GA was over and was listening to music, and then two officers came in and one of them singled me out and out of 50 people and took me to jail for a trespassing charge that I was never issued to in the first place.
Eyewitnesses say they were surprised to see that even with the large crowd gathered to see the musical and poetic performances by local artists, that Walford was the only one arrested at the time. Walford said that police claimed he was the only member of Occupy Tampa there and took him into custody. But he said there were other reasons officers may have picked him out of the crowd.
I made the officer mad the other night when I was out here on the sidewalk. I was walking up and down the sidewalk with him, and he turned around, and I stopped so I didn't run into him. And he asked me if I was going to move, and I said, no, you're the one that stopped in front of me. Are you going to move? And he singled me out ever since then. I made him mad. I hit a nerve.
He admitted he was verbally taunting the officer.
I said, how do you like it? What happens when your pension goes south? What are you going to live off of when you retire? And I guess he didn't really like that.
Tampa police say that he and several others were issued a verbal warning the previous week, but Walford denies being given verbal or written warning prior to his arrest.
I'm going to fight the charge. I'm planned on taking it all the way to jury trial.
The other person arrested last Wednesday was Dakari Jones. It's the third time he's been arrested. Several hours after the open mic, Jones was arrested for trespassing in Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park.
Police were here. They started taking our things. They didn't even give a warning. They started taking carts. From what I saw, possibly important documents on their cart. They took someone's book bag. They took the stuffed animal placed it into the park. And they refused to give it back even, and they refused to acknowledge the fact that we claimed it as our own. And people were really upset about this. And supposedly I went in there to grab the cart, tossed the book bag back, and was immediately arrested.
Protesters say this is the first time police started collecting their property without first being given the opportunity to claim it. Jones was arrested after entering the park to reclaim the property the police had put there. In a YouTube video shot by a fellow protester during the arrest, Occupy Tampa members can be heard shouting slogans at the arresting officers. Following his release, Jones still feels that he is on the right side of the law.
If there was an issue involved with the legality of it, there could be a few regarding whether or not those other trespasses were valid, etc. But one of the possible reasons would be that, you know, I felt like the things were being stolen. Basically taken from us, and it was our right to get them back.
By early evening on the following day, Thanksgiving, many Americans had set up tents outside retail outlets. They were not a part of the Occupy movement, but were instead camping out in front of big box stores for Black Friday deals. After midnight, some members of Occupy Tampa mic checked several stores. Here's video archived from Occupy Tampa's Ustream feed inside a Tampa Walmart. Mike Madison says he's a journalist embedded with Occupy Tampa. He regularly files reports on Occupy Tampa, but has recently joined in on the action. He marched with protesters through the department store aisles as they shouted their messages to shoppers and store employees.
When you put your money into a company like Walmart, you're not investing in your local economy at all. You're not investing in your local system at all. Well, 13 cents anyway. But when you do put money, you're investing in China and Chinese workers when you spend money at Walmart. And that's, you know, not the best way to use your dollar as an American citizen. You should be supporting American business.
Income inequality has been at the core of the Occupy movement's outrage, but Madison said they also wanted to draw attention to the role that corporations play in affecting change in the political system.
There are a lot of poor Democrats that spend their money at Walmart that might not realize that when they're putting their money into Walmart, they're essentially giving money to a corporation that will fund campaigns that completely work against that person's interest. So when you spend money at Walmart, you can reasonably see it as a political donation that goes against your own self-interest.